Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to, oh my gosh, it's the 67th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, transform, and motivate you to succeeding with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, a special welcome to you as well. If you are joining us through a podcast, your smartphone, or Wi-Fi radio, well, we welcome you as well. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. So join us here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, and join us each and every week. This show, we do have a guest that is joining us, and I'd like for us to just give him a huge welcome. It's Gregory Garwood, and Greg is an author, consultant, coach, and speaker who is a lifelong student and teacher of achieving happiness and wellness. In the past several years, he has experienced extremely high success for himself and others while being focused on the psychology of abundance, leadership, and success principles, combining them with nutrition and exercise. I guess during this period, he has found that when combining these facets of the whole person, the greatest personal success and well-being is achieved. He now shares his knowledge and creates systems for the benefits of others, like our listeners. Currently, the Whole Life Lean Plan, the program that he's recently created, he's out there sharing it with all of us. And I'd like to welcome him today to our show. I'd also just like to begin today's show with a wellness quote. And this comes to us from Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow, and this ties in so beautifully with what Greg does, says the ability to be present moment is a major component of mental wellness. So welcome, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Boy, it's a beautiful Colorado day today, isn't it?
It is. Extremely nice outside. I was out just catching some sun myself, getting my vitamin D for the day.
I was, too. I was doing that at lunch. I got some really nice vitamin D. So, first of all, Greg, I have a question other than what you have listed for us as to what you'd like to discuss. I know you are from Carbondale, but is your program only for local people, or is it something that you can do over the internet with someone?
It actually is really for anyone and can be accessed from anywhere. I utilize Skype and FaceTime often to connect with folks and find that adds just a personal touch, being able to see each other face-to-face. I can do it via phone as well if necessary. As well as doing it locally. It is a digital guide that's available, so that can be purchased by itself, or I also do consultations and can move into personalization more so that way and go from there.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's get into this whole life lean plan, which I've labeled as our stress buster secret number 67. How is what you do different than other wellness experts?
So I guess the biggest thing is that I address the whole person. As you talked a little bit earlier about dealing with all aspects of an individual, I look to all facets and try to help make them more well-rounded and holistically effective. So I'm trying to strengthen all sides of them. So dealing with nutrition, movement and exercise, getting into mindset with positive belief and expectation of what they're wanting to achieve, and also introducing them and helping them with various study information and principles. We've followed up with steps to follow, using planning and strategy, often goal setting, or working on affirmations with them to just really develop the life that they're looking for.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yes, taking a holistic approach. Let's dig down a little deeper with that with you. What does a holistic approach mean for you?
For me, well, again, the Whole Life Lean Plan that is the product that I've kind of got out right now is more specifically dealing with nutrition and exercise, of course. And I believe that that's a big foundation for achieving holistic health and wellness and life. And I believe that once you've done that, I mean, it often just improves people's brain function, immune systems, things like that. And some of that gets into one of our later questions. But by starting there, I believe it makes you more successful in every way towards whatever goal you aspire to achieve. I think it's going to provide more energy to just get through all your daily tasks, in your work, family life, whatever you're trying to apply it to. And
mm-hmm.
again, holistic, meaning you're putting together the mind, body, and spirit connection. And I really try to get into the psyche and the psychology and help people overcome also any issues they've maybe had or challenges they've had, even believing that they can have the success they want, whether it's weight loss or boosting energy levels and immune system, whatever you want to apply it to.
Okay, yeah, that sounds really interesting and in line with what I do. So we'll move on to the next question. How does your program help people reduce stress? Again, this is a stress buster program, so that's going to be an important part of what we discuss here today. How does what you do with people help them reduce stress?
Well, first of all, it's giving people a strategic plan that's already proven to work, which instead of them going out and have to constantly research and figure out the right foods to eat, how to combine them, how to vary, you know, say people try to, you know, vary calories and things like that to manage it. I've created a very simple system. When you talk about stress reduction, you know, when you don't have all of those things to do for yourself because you can just follow a plan that's in front of you day to day, I believe that really relieves a lot of stress and takes a lot of pressure off of the individual. Additionally, again, like I was speaking before, I can say that when I really cleaned up my nutrition, I kind of felt like I came out of a brain fog and just started to function better several years ago in life. And really started to make some of my most dramatic advances that way.
Mm-hmm.
So another. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Another just point to that is a lot of the nutrition I put out there, some of the movement and exercise principles. A lot of the reason it works is it's also manipulating hormones positively in the body and balancing them out. So it's very purposeful and strategic that way, that it's not just randomized. It keeps your body on its toes and keeps it producing the proper hormones at the proper times, making it your body more effective at utilizing nutrition, increasing energy, keeping off the excess body fat, things like that, just creating a good sense of well-being and just making you feel good.
And I guess this is bringing us into the next question that we have, which is something that I would love to have an answer for, is what is the trademark principle of nutracycling? What does that mean to John Q. Public or somebody who doesn't know anything about nutrition at all?
Sure. A lot of that. So nutracycling, again, a principle that I've trademarked, and it's basically – as I was talking a minute ago, you're cycling different food types. You're cycling your calories kind of up and down. And really the thing that I think is important is it's doing to your body a lot of things that were done in nature before, whereas we live in a society of a lot of surplus right now. So we're constantly, most of us are constantly very well fed in our country. Not that there aren't exceptions, but we almost just get too much nutrition all the time. We're eating emotionally. just eating for pleasure and purposes like that, which overall can kind of take you on a poor path, so we want to improve that. And basically, NutriCycling is that there's, you know, again, a laid out simple plan that is cycling kind of calories up and down, pairing food types differently, and again, stimulating a positive hormonal response along with caloric manipulation to improve body composition, sense of well-being, and energy levels.
So this is just a little bit off the track because I've heard you mention this twice. One of the things that I teach in my stress management classes and some other things is that every thought you have produces electrical, chemical, magnetic, emotional, hormonal, neuropeptides, and other informational substances, as well as an energetic dynamic of information passing simultaneously through mind-body. And I've heard you say hormonal regulation and things like that. If you're taking a holistic approach and you're doing some things to balance the food intake, most of our messages to our brain and to the rest of our body are subconscious. In other words, they're not necessarily conscious thoughts, but they're activity that have happened. Does this NutriCycling help you break the bad food habits that increase, say, certain hormonal substances or sugar rushes or those types of things?
Absolutely. That's an excellent question, Stephanie. I'm glad you brought it up. It actually does address a lot of that. There are some other kind of tactics and everything that I introduce people to if they're interested in it. One of those is, I don't know if you've heard of intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a tactic that can be used as well. But it's definitely helping, and there's another hormone, ghrelin, out there that is kind of one that tells you when to be hungry. So by playing with some principles like intermittent fasting and maybe at certain times not eating carbohydrates where other times you're eating plenty of carbohydrates, it does break a lot of the cycles exactly like you're talking about that could be psychological and or physiological of when you're stimulated to either have those cravings or, you know, maybe using foods for a reason that's not the healthiest for you. It definitely helps change a lot of the cycles and improve them for you. And one little thing I say with NutriCycling is realizing, well, my saying is you can have your cake and leanness too. So you can actually have some good fun desserts and, you know, on purpose, strategically, both for the physiology of your body as well as the psychology that you've got going on. You know, you like to have some fun foods and maybe, you know, healthy desserts and things like that at times. So that's actually built into the plan to where you're meeting all of those needs. And it's on purpose, and it's part of what makes it effective, even for the physiology and metabolism of your body.
Right, because our limbic system just wants to feel good, and sometimes that's a luscious dessert that may not necessarily be the healthiest for us, but the emotional response that's attached to eating that is it floods the limbic system, and we really start to feel good. And sometimes that overrides the caution of the caloric intake or following a plan or whatever. And our nervous system is just so lovely and so exquisitely and divinely designed that it likes to habituate behaviors. And it also likes to feel good. So it's easy to fall into a habitual trap of eating what is looking good, smelling good, and tasting good, even though it may not be good for you. Am I correct with that?
I would absolutely agree with that statement, yes. you get the hits of dopamine and things like that that are very, very powerful hormones that make you feel good. I think also part of what I help people teach their body to do and use their own intuition and rewire themselves a little bit is, like we talked, there are hormonal responses and everything that drive you to want to eat certain foods at certain times. And again, a lot of this is just about kind of rewiring, reprogramming, and just giving you control over that. And I believe through that process, too, of changing your psyche a little bit, as well as hormonal response, you also find that your tastes change a little bit, and you really crave healthier foods, and a lot of those become what satisfies you. Not all of what everybody thinks of as healthy is, you know, it can be really good, nutrient dense, you know, even rich food that tastes amazing. It doesn't have to be, you know, dried grains or something like that, and bland or anything of that nature.
Chips.
You know, right? Yeah, you can have plenty of variety and spice and flavor, and you know, by eating things at the right times and everything, plenty of good healthy fats. Plenty of good healthy carbohydrates. It's just learning how to use them properly.
Great. Well, we're coming up on our break in about 2 seconds. And so we're talking with Gregory Garwood, also known as Greg, and we'll be right back with him after the break to talk a little bit about a minimum effective dose. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And I'd like to remind the listeners that the audio that comes as a bonus with your Calm Moms free report is no longer available. It may be available sometime in the future. Join us and we'll be right back.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
Thank you for staying with us. We are back with Gregory Garwood. And he is the creator of the Whole Life Lean Plan. We're just about to get into the interesting topic of a minimum effective dose. What does this mean to us, Greg?
So minimum effective dose could be applied many ways in life to really, again, kind of any aspect of your life. One way to look at that would be that even as far as the foods we take in, that the majority of the time there's kind of an amount of food that we each need to take in to meet our needs for the day. And you can fluctuate that, but part of what I do is help people find kind of what a healthy amount of nutrition is for them to take in the course of a day. So you could apply it there to nutrition using a simple method that I call the hand method. Instead of, you know, you're not counting crazy numbers and calories and all that kind of stuff, you keep it really simple with simple ways to kind of measure and gauge. Another way would be looking at exercise. That if your goals are achieved and you're feeling good by a workout that takes you 15 minutes to do, then maybe a 30-minute workout isn't needed, so you can capture some efficiency and time and actually maybe get better results in the long run in all facets of your life by capturing some of that time back.
Oh, okay. So minimum effective dose means you figure out what the minimum effort takes to produce the maximum results, right?
That would be a really simple way to put it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, because one of the things that I hear when people talk to me about their stress is they don't have enough time. And even the best time management courses don't seem to work if people think it's going to take them an hour workout 5 days a week. And from what I heard you say, they might get actually more benefit from a 15-minute workout and clearing their plate for the other 45 minutes of what else they need to do so that their stress levels go down.
Absolutely. in addition to that, it allows you more time to focus on your nutrition, which really gets you about 75% or 80% of the results of kind of how you feel, you know, your immune function, your body composition, and all that. So you might as well put your time there.
Well, I've heard that food was the original drug.
Are you quoting
Hippocrates?
I certainly
know that
coffee.
Coffee is one of those interesting things. I don't drink coffee, but I do have coffee friends. And I tell you what, they really do notice when they don't take in their normal amount of caffeine.
Absolutely. Yep. That minimum effective dose that their body's used to.
And that's right. So what does it mean to be client-centered and specializing in customization?
A lot of my focus is on the client themselves, and especially if I'm working with them consulting directly, I ask questions, really interview them, and really one of my fortes is listening and taking in their responses and being able to take the information they give me and then be able to customize or tweak a program or kind of what they're currently doing, change maybe which Nutricycle they're using so that they get optimum results for them specifically based on their goals. And also, I'm a very intuitive type of person, and through my own intuition and paying attention to them, I kind of can guide them, I believe, to use their own intuition and learn to use these principles for themselves as a lifelong strategy and a way of eating and gaining better health and wellness.
Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds like it's an individualized plan, that it really truly is customized for that person. And I bet you know the greatest questions to ask to elicit the information you need to help, to really help them focus on what's going to work best in their lives.
I think I do, and even with that, I think it does depend on the person as well. So even how I might ask or the direct questions I ask may vary person to person.
So what stress management tip or skill can you provide to our listeners that they can start doing right away?
I think a major thing for stress management is, well, meditation is a good thing to do, but even kind of before that is really just focusing on your breath. So I would advise that they could, even right now, wherever they sit, if you're not driving or something, you can close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths right now. And once you've really got good presence of mind, then just very calmly write down what they need or desire to accomplish next, which could be something they need to accomplish in the next 5 minutes. Maybe they're working right now or something like that. Or it could be looking at their overarching goal for life of where they want to go and making sure they write that down to set it in motion, dealing with some of the energies you were talking about earlier and what you draw into your life.
Oh, wonderful. And let's just do a little practice with this with our listeners right now, if you don't mind. We have a couple minutes extra. So when you say write down your short-term and maybe a life overarching life goal, do you recommend writing it down on a piece of paper? One of the things that I do with my students in class is I have them write down everything they feel like they need to accomplish for that day, and then tear the list in half. And then no matter how many things they have on the remaining list, I have them put a number one by the one thing that they know they have to get done that day while belly breathing, okay? So do you mind if we go through, you lead the belly breathing, and I might talk a little bit about the list, and let's lead our listeners through a practice session of this.
Sure, absolutely. And I like the philosophy you're talking about. And one thing I do kind of institute as I work with people is having them write out goal cards that they can carry with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as breathing, it's literally just take time and close everything up, put your phone away, close your computer, all that good stuff, and take a break, whether you're sitting in a chair, sit on the floor, and just relax and just start to take really slow, deep breaths on purpose, and instead of just letting your body rule your breathing, you take over and direct it. And it's just one nice slow breath in, and slowly let it out. And I would repeat that, another slow breath in, Another slow breath out. And you can just keep on doing that, focusing only on your breathing. That's the only thing you have to think about. That's the only thing you do want to focus on, to just clear your mind. And once you do that, I would recommend doing that for at least 1 to 2 minutes. And there are people out there that will do that for hours at a time. I'm not that masterful at it yet. But that should bring you some good presence of mind. And then go ahead,
okay,
Stephanie,
then,
if you want to continue with kind of how to write it down.
From this place of being very centered and focused on your breath, write down everything that you feel like you need to accomplish today. Without judgment, without censorship, just a free-flowing, today I need to, and write it all down. And I would have you write while I'm talking, simply to save time, but you can take as long or as short to do this as possible. And then in the upper right-hand corner, do as Greg suggests, and put your overreaching goal for what you would like your life to be like in the upper right-hand corner. And having the juxtaposition of the left brain in the left column and the right brain in the right column brings you to a whole brain dynamic. And then at this point, if you've written down 10 things, take the list and tear off 5. Make sure that you tear that list in half, leaving your life goal in the upper right-hand corner. And then just read the remaining items you have left and say, out of these, to reach my life goal, I need to absolutely do this today, and put a number 1 by it. And then repeat that for number 2, and repeat that for number 3. And if you get those 3 things done, you're well on your way to achieving your life goal. So do that every day, and sometimes your list will be repetitive if you didn't finish what you had written the day before, and that's okay. So one of the things you might want to do is get in touch with Greg, and his phone number is 303-909-1686. His email is Gregory@GregoryGarwood.com, and his website is www.gregorygarwood.com. Okay, so Greg, let's wrap this up. What is your favorite success quote?
That's hard to do, just so you know, when you were kind of asking me that. There's so many out there and so many that I appreciate, but with what we're talking about today, I think one major one for me is, progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. And that comes from George Bernard Shaw. And I just think that's really applicable when we're talking about just wellness, health in general, a holistic approach to the whole person. And that, you know, you might have to look at yourself a bit and find where you need to make changes and be open-minded to making those.
So what healing tool or skill do you do every day?
One of my things that I try to make sure I take time for, and I do this many, many different ways, but either just taking some time, as we just went through, of breath focus, and or taking that on into a full meditation, and doing that for at least a minimum of a couple of minutes, if not sometimes up to 10 or 15 minutes or more. I think that's a huge practice to get into, to really get clarity and presence of mind.
Wonderful. And what do you do for fun?
I do a lot of different activities, but mainly for me it's just getting outside, making sure I'm well-rounded and getting some play in, and rejuvenating myself, having a hard time speaking there, through whether it's activity or inactivity. So sometimes it's exercise, and sometimes it's going out in the backyard and laying in the hammock for a while and just enjoying being outside in the sun.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our show today. That's all for today's show, and I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions that you might have or some topics you'd like for me to cover. And thank you again, and we hope to see you next Thursday.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit MakingShiftsHappen.com. and join us again next time.